Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 4 in Emuna Life in Messiah Yeshua, the Word, my lamp and light. Psalm 119:105, the Tree of Life Version. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Complete Jewish Bible says, Your Word is a lamp for my foot and a light on my path. We find in Psalm 119, 40 eightfold descriptions of the Word of God. Number one, it is the law of Yahweh. Number two, it's a record of His testimonies. Three, a revelation of His ways. Four, a code of His precepts. Five, a list of His statutes. Six, the sum of His commandments. 7, the righteous judgments of Elohim. 8, the source of cleansing. 9, the words of God. 10, a ready counselor. 11, the source of life. 12, a history of Elohim's wondrous works. 13, a tower of strength. 14, the way of truth. 15, the way of God. 16, the way of righteousness. 17, the way of salvation, or in Hebrew, Yeshua. 18, a true trust. 19, the word of truth. 20, the source of hope. 21, a source of comfort. 22, the subject of songs. 23, the foundation of good judgment and knowledge. 24, a source of delight. 25, something better than riches. 26, a book of promised mercies. 27, the testimony of His mouth. 28, an eternal plan. 29, an unforgettable code of laws or Torahs. 30, something infinite in its scope. 31, a source of wisdom. 32, a source of knowledge. 33, something sweeter than honey. 34, a lamp to the feet. 35, a light to the pathway of life. 36, an eternal heritage. 37, a source of joy if obeyed. 38, a stay in trouble. 39, something to be feared or respected. 40, the word of God or Elohim's righteousness. 41, something to be loved more than silver and gold. 42, something wonderful. Number 43, the source of light. 44, something understandable to the simple. 45, a code of laws for the upright. 46, a righteous and faithful testimony of Elohim. 47, the pure word of Elohim. And 48, the truth from the beginning. Again, this is the theme of all of Psalm 119, extolling the beauty and wonders and the holiness of His word in our lives. The Art Scroll Tehillim commentary regarding your word is a lamp for my feet, Proverbs 4:18 and 19, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining ever brighter until full daylight. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't even know what makes them stumble. But the righteous is like one who carries a lamp before him. He comes to a ditch and bypasses it. He comes to a rock and takes care not to fall. This King David exclaimed, whenever I am overcome by the inclination to sin, the Torah, His teachings and instructions, prevents me from succumbing to desire. It warns me of the consequence of sin, and I see sin as a dangerous pit and a ruinous stumbling block. A light for my path, Proverbs 6:23, the Complete Jewish Bible, for the mitzvah is a lamp, Torah is light, and reproofs that discipline are the way to life. Malbim, an ancient Jewish stage, explains that every Jew needs two types of divine guidance. First, he needs general, long-range guidance to establish his goals and to determine the general direction of his life should take. This direction is known as his path of life. For this, the word of Elohim serves as a light which illuminates even the most distant places and allows the observer to glimpse the end of the long road. Second, a Jew requires constant guidance to solve his immediate problems and to save himself from pitfalls of daily existence. The psalmist refers to this specific behavior as my feet. For this, the word of God is a lamp that sheds light over its immediate surroundings and saves the feet from pitfalls. We all are seeking to know his will, his calling, and assignments for our lives. We need his lamp to guide us and his light to show us the way. We have the divine guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of Yahweh and Yeshua, who said would guide us into all truth. John 14:16 and verse 26. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. But the helper, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I said to you. 1 John 1:5. Now this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. James 1:5-8. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Shalom and Yeshua.